Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Vibrant Health Solutions Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo, and I am always excited to be here to bring you cutting-edge information to keep you in the healthiest and happiest life possible. And there's so many things that we have choices about in our day-to-day life, and there's so many options out there about what we can do to keep our bodies strong and healthy and fit and flexible, and to keep our minds and hearts uplifted. And one of my favorite ways, of course, is food, because I talk about that a lot. And another favorite way is movement. Those are my two favorites of all my self-care activities that I do, is eating good food and moving. And the thing I hear so often from people about movement is, it's too hard, it's going to hurt, I have to spend too much time doing it, I don't have the time to do it, I don't have the energy to do it. And so what I'm going to talk about today, we're going to talk about in the show with my special guest, is some very specific exercises, some very specific things that you can do from a fitness perspective that not only are easy, that are moderate on your body, that don't take a lot of time, but also help you to turn down and back the hands of time. So the topic of our show today is aging backwards, the role of fitness in the aging process. And I have a very special guest that's with us today, and she's going to share her brilliance with us and some special techniques she learned. And her name is Miranda Esmond White, and she's a big advocate of healthy aging. And she's been on PBS. She has a PBS fitness show called Classical Stretch, which has been airing, get this, since 1999. So she's been doing this show on PBS for 16 years, and it's rated the number one fitness show on the network. She created Eccentrics, a technique which Classical Stretch is based on, and her website is actually eccentrics.com, and it's not eccentrics like we think, ECC, it's ESS, ESSENTRICS. .com. So that's the name of her technique. That's the name of her website. She's filmed over 300 episodes of Classical Stretch workouts, and most of them are distributed worldwide on DVD. Following her career as a professional ballerina, Miranda developed Eccentrics, becoming a flexibility trainer and consultant to numerous professional and Olympic athletes, celebrities, and other notable clients. So do you think we have somebody here that knows a little bit about movement and has the direct experience in her own body and in teaching others? I'm really thrilled to have Miranda here. She's also the author of a best-selling book called Aging Backwards. So, Miranda, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Well, I am so excited to be with you because I'm a fan of yours also. So this is a two-way street.
Oh, that's so sweet. So nice of you to say. And I think that what we do is so synergistic, and our goals for people is so similar.
Absolutely, yeah. Healthy and natural and, of course, using the medical system. Never against the medical system, but in harmony with.
When needed, it's delightful, right? When needed,
right.
But
absolutely.
It's like
when
knowing
needed.
When it's needed and when not needed.
Yes,
and when we can do it with our own.
Teamwork.
Teamwork and empowering
teamwork.
Us to be to be our own health advocates, our best health advocates.
Absolutely. Yeah,
is my favorite way to do it. And that's why we do these shows, because it's a lot of work to find the guests and interview the guests and set it all up and be here and be committed to doing this. Yet it's something that I'm passionately committed to because I want to raise the bar.
It's a wonderful thing to do because this is so many people want other solutions. I mean, yes, we need our doctors, 100% need our doctors, but there are so many other solutions. And also the medical profession shouldn't be leaned upon and asked to do things that's not their job. But because nobody stepped in, and what you're doing is you are stepping in and helping the medical profession show people what else they could do to help themselves.
Exactly. So thank you for the great partnership in this, but I want to really hear a little bit more about this. What is Eccentrics? How did you develop it? And how did it come out of being, ballerina? That's a pretty intense. You got finished telling me earlier before we started about how exercise needs to be moderate and not intense. And ballerinas are like probably one of the most stressed.
That's talk about an extreme sport. I mean, ballet is an Olympic sport, at least the level that I went at, because I was a professional ballerina with the National Ballet of Canada. So that was like at the top. And that's really hard on the body. But then after I left that, I opened my own dance and fitness center. And that was around the Jane Fonda era. Mm. And so aerobics was the big thing. And aerobics is very hard on the joints. But it was the beginning of the fitness movement. It was, she did such a gift to all of us because she introduced us to the idea that we had to exercise. So that was what I really bless her for doing that. But aerobics itself is very hard on our joints, and so many people have had to have joint replacements of that decade and that era because it's too hard. If you're pounding always, your joints are not designed for that. And mm-hmm. you'll notice that professional ballet dancers, Baryshnikov and all professional ballet dancers, well, most, have to stop, no matter what good shape they're in, they have to stop the jumping part at around age 40. They continue dancing, but not the jumping part. So why, if professional dancers who know how to jump and land and protect their joints, why would people, average people who have never been trained how to land correctly, be continuously pounding their joints? No wonder we have so many joint replacements. You know, so unnecessary. But it's because we've not been told that actually we shouldn't be doing it. It's bad for our joints. There's other ways of helping and making your cardiovascular system strong and vital besides jumping up and down or running and stuff like that. Unless you love it.
I'm a running love. I love running.
Do it. If you love it, do it.
But it's hard on the body, I know.
But you know what? If it's hard on your body, then you have to do something to counteract that, which is what I teach. Because I work with tons of marathon runners and runners and professional athletes. And so if you're going to do it, then learn how to protect your joints. Learn how to land. Learn how to not impact the joint, but pull out of the joint so that you don't wreck them. But there will come a day when you have to face the truth that you can't, that you shouldn't be because you're actually causing joint damage. And that's just, you know, if you're causing joint damage, why keep causing joint damage?
Well, right.
You know,
that's counter to what our goal is.
Right. And the bodies, the joints are designed to last, you know, 125. I think there's some scientific studies proving how long they should last, but well over 125 years in perfect condition. So there's no reason why they should be destroyed unless we destroy them. So it's like a car. If we don't take care of the car, we'll wreck it. But, you know, if we take good care of a car, then we won't. You know, it's as simple as that.
And that's true of our bodies in all ways, right? Our joints in terms of the exercise and the pounding, but our guts in terms of what food we put in them.
That's
all of our body parts in terms of the foods and the abuses that we put them through, our hearts and our brains in terms of the emotional stress we put on them. So we really do need to be paying attention to what we do.
The same laws apply. These are laws of nature. If you stress something, it's going to be stressed. You know, you can't avoid it. It's laws of nature, and our body is made of nature. It's natural. It's not a machine.
Yeah.
Laws of nature,
we
if you stress it, you'll damage it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because we do. We take care of our machines better than we take care of our body, right? The car in, oil change, and do all that stuff. And you wouldn't think about putting jelly beans in the carburetor.
Yeah, the house is painted and the windows are fixed and, you know, all the foundation is repaired. Yeah, people's feet are a wreck and they don't pay any attention. You know, their joints, their knees, that's all falling apart and they just say, oh, it's aging. But when your house foundation goes, you don't say it's aging. You say, I'll fix it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Makes sense.
We don't have the right attitude towards our bodies partly because we've never been guided. And that's what I feel my job is. is that I'm here to sort of start introducing the concept of how can we take care of our bodies, you know, look at our body differently and look at our children's bodies and realize that these are wonderful, wonderful living machines that are designed to be pain-free and healthy. They're not designed to be, is the, you know, the amount of pain people are in, the chronic pain people are in, absolutely unnecessary, so unnecessary. But we create the pain, and we don't know that we're creating the pain. We are told by doctors, even, that it's normal aging. But it's not normal aging, you know. Like, but the doctors don't know. They don't know. I'm not blaming them, because they actually don't know. They
and
believe
they haven't
that
been
it's
taught.
Normal aging. Yeah, they've never been taught, you know. So, anyway, that's my I feel this is my responsibility, because I understand it, to introduce this concept to doctors and everyone. And you know what? There's this wonderful world of doctors who are very open to this. They're singing the same song you and I are singing. There are lots of them. It's not just a limited small group, but there's a lot of very open-minded doctors out there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was at a conference last weekend here in Austin with about 1,000 functional medicine doctors. And a good percentage of them were medical doctors, and others were, you know, other types of doctors, naturopaths and acupuncturists, et cetera. But a good percentage of them were medical doctors who have, like I said, like to say, seen the light, you know, and seen that there is something beyond that world of drugs and surgery that they were taught.
Yeah, and I think it's so exciting. So, you know, it's exciting because there's going to be, the movement is, you know, the pinwheel has started to turn and the movement is picking up momentum. Yeah. I can see it all around me. And I travel all over the States and Canada and Europe. And I can see that from 10 years ago to now, there's a whole different mindset where people are really grasping that this is correct. They're not poo-pooing it. They're grasping it, and they're saying, yes, and this is right, and this works, and they try it, and it works. So it's from every part of taking care of ourselves, from, like, your part, which is nutrition, and chiropractor, and mine is fitness.
Yeah, and I would love to hear more about this eccentrics, what it is, how you developed it, and how it can help us.
What it is it's... The fitness world, I say, is in its infancy, so that it just started off just doing, just moving, experimenting. So basically, all the fitness programs out there, whether they're machines, personal trainers, you know, who go to university and study kinesiology, and they're all using a basic concept behind movement, which is called concentric movement. And that means that when you strengthen your muscles, you're going to contract your muscle to get it stronger. So that's when you bend your knees and you pound and you lift a weight, you're pulling the weight towards your heart, towards the center of your body, not away from your body. So the muscles contract and they bulk up and they get strong. But muscles are designed, and excuse me, but I believe they're designed from a higher source. So your muscles are designed to be equally mobile, equally flexible, as powerful, as strong, so that the flexibility, the mobility, has to be trained into the strength, not separate. So whereas all the fitness that people are given right now is the strength is trained separately, and then they do some stretching afterwards. But they're not doing the flexibility simultaneous at the same time as the strengthening. So in other words, if you bend sideways, you're stretching your side muscles, okay? So if you're sitting there on a chair and you bend over sideways, you're going to feel the muscles of around your ribs. They're all being stretched out. But you have to support yourself there. Otherwise, if you relaxed your muscles, you'd collapse onto the ground. So you're stretching and strengthening your muscles simultaneously just by bending sideways.
Yes.
So this is a program built on... That's called eccentric movement. So that's why we call it eccentrics. So instead of concentric, which is shortening your muscles and bulking them, and what concentric does is it shortens the muscles, and the muscles are around the joints so that they squeeze the joints together. So after years and years of squeezing your joints together, then you start to cause compression. So that's why people have a lot of back pain, because their spine, they're shrinking, the muscles are squeezing, all the little vertebrae, all your spinae erecti muscle groups are slowly compressing the vertebra. And the more you compress, then, you know, something's got to give, and it causes a lot of immobility, so people can't move properly, they can't twist and turn and bend, and it hurts. And it's grinding on the joints. The same thing with your knees. So you're running. If you're, every time you land on your knees with a run, you're compressing the knee joint and the hip and probably some of your spine and probably some of your ankles. So we need to do a training that will decompress every joint. So that's what this program is. And it's very simple. Takes about half an hour to do. It's not hard. It's simple fluid movements. We've got all the DVDs, and we have teachers. I think we even have some teachers in Austin. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Maybe they're still in training.
That'd be fun. Mm-hmm.
I know we have teachers in Texas for sure. I just don't know which city. But we have a website with on the Eccentrics website. They'll say live classes, and you'll see where a qualified teacher is. And if they're not on the website, then they haven't got their certification yet. They're in process. But anyway, so this is to decompress every single muscle and every joint. So we have 384 joints, 650 muscles. We need to work every single muscle and every single joint. So I always say to people, as you age, what part of your body don't you care about? And then you realize we need it all. So why are we exercising bits and pieces? Why do people forget their toes, their fingers, their elbows, their neck, you know, the twisting around of the spine? Why is it only a one-directional movement? We need to move in every direction that every joint was created to move in. So this is the concept of the program, and it's simpler. If you look on the website, you'll see some clips of the movements, and you'll see it's very similar to Tai Chi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very simple. It's based a lot on Tai Chi. It's based on science, Tai Chi, and physiotherapy. And the only part of my ballet training that I put in, oh, and chiropractor too, but the only part from ballet I put in is that ballet dancers have long, lean, flexible muscles that are very, very powerful. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that ballet dancers are strong and flexible. And that gives them this incredible speed and mobility because of it. That's the eccentric movement that gives them the speed and mobility. Am I talking too much?
No. I'm just fascinated. I'm looking at it. I just switched to your website so I could see some of the stuff out there. So basically, when we are... So Tai Chi, I think, a very fluid movement, but you said also twisting. I don't think about Tai Chi having a lot of twisting. So I'd love to just, I'm trying to visualize like what a movement, and I know I should probably look at the videos to see it, but when someone does one of your exercise routines, is it something that they can do on their own, or is it something they need to be watching a DVD, or if it's better for them to be watching a DVD to get the swing of it?
Well, I have the book Aging Backwards, and we have all the exercises for specific things. Not all, but there's a bunch of exercises there. But okay. I really think people need a DVD. The thing I like about the book, and you know because you're an author, is that books should educate people. They should inspire people. They should teach them something that you have never learned before, never heard before, and motivate people and explain why we have to do it. That's what the book does. The book really explains about why we're aging and why about cell loss and atrophy and how atrophy impacts all the different parts of our systems, from our heart to our energy, our weight loss, the works, and how to stop atrophy. So that's what the book is about. But on our website, We have all these DVDs and the TV show, if people want to watch the TV show on PBS. And that way you can follow the exercises. So you don't have to sort of figure out what to do. You can follow, you'll get the correct tempo. And each 20-minute workout, which is on PBS, is a full body. So you'll get all 650 muscles, all the joints moving in every direction. It's easy to do. I mean, PBS is a station for the demographic is for 50 and over. So it's not as though it's going to kill anyone. It's a specific tempo. But the program itself is used by Olympic athletes, the Montreal Canadian hockey team. It's compulsory for every member of the team, and these are guys from 18 to 30. You know, they all do it. It's compulsory, and it has been for 3 years now. Many, many, many Olympic athletes who have won medals, like they do it and have for years and years and years. Divers, skiers, swimmers, world squash champion, did it for 8 years while he was the world squash champion many times over. You know, a lot of people do it for strength and speed, but I like it for people, like average people. People like me, I call myself an average person. I mean, I'm not a dancer anymore. I just want to stay young. I want to stay young and vital and energetic. I want to be able to move easily, be pain-free. I don't want to have osteoporosis or arthritis, but I know how to not get them, you know, and I'm 66. So I know how to remain this way. And I'll tell you something. I am healthier now, and I feel like I've got more energy than when I was in my 30s because I was doing things that were so hard that they exhausted me. But now I'm doing this, so it gives me energy instead of depletes my energy. And, I was going to tell you, I suffered from chronic back pain when I created this program. I was suffering from chronic back pain, so I put in some of the moves that I felt my chiropractor was doing on my spine. And they really helped. So that's part of the program also. You know, is that, you know, those beautiful moves you do in the base of the spine for people with back pain? Yeah, I put a lot of them in this program, and really, really helped. So I'm pain-free. Awesome. I work, actually, with a lot of chiropractors. I love chiropractors.
Mm, wonderful. When you say you work with them, you mean in their offices, or they call on you?
No,
we
share people. You know, I'll say go there. I try to get my clients to use the correct other people. So you have to do exercise on a regular basis. It's like brushing your teeth. But you need to go to the dentist. You need to go to the dentist, let's say, every 6 months. But I think you need to go, like, to get a little alignment from your chiropractor once a month. So if you have a good chiropractor, you can get your bones aligned, which will then help you do your exercises more efficiently. That's why I like chiropractors, for the full alignment, starting from the feet up, right through all
the... Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting you say from the feet up, because my son, he's 17, actually he's turning 17 on Friday, and every day from the time he's been a little boy, he comes and he lays down on my table, which is right behind where I'm working at my desk, and he just, you know, lays there. And, I mean, as soon as he lays there, he knows, and I start with his feet. I start with his toes.
Yeah.
We adjust every toe. We adjust his ankle because he's in sports and he does a lot of that stuff probably he shouldn't do because he pounds on himself. And I adjust him. Basically, I start from, I don't do head to toe. I do toe to head. And I go all the way up and I end with his neck. And it,
well, that's
almost
how
every
I believe
day.
That's how you should start your foundation of the house and put the roof on last.
Yep.
You know, same thing with fitness and that. So we start feet, go up the body. Yeah, I mean, and the alignment. So what you're doing as a chiropractor, you're my type of chiropractor because you work feet. You work feet right through all the full foot. Obviously, you're saying that. That's what we need to do. You know, we have to start. You know, a chiropractor that just does the spine, that's not good. But the ones like you who do the whole body, that's the way it is. That's correct. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I work with chiropractors who also want their clients to align their, understand alignment starts with the feet, You know, you, alignment doesn't start somewhere in the middle of the body. It starts with the feet. So you align the feet, and you use the muscles to maintain the alignment. You know, so, but first you have to, you know, so that's why teamwork, to me, teamwork, it's chiropractors, osteopaths, physiotherapists.
So you also teach, you train other people to do this work, these train instructors, because obviously you can't do it all yourself.
No, we have about 1,500 instructors. Some of them are in training. I think we have over 400 who are now actually through the training. But we have a lot, and it's a long course. It's not an easy course. I mean, and lots of people have gone through, so it's obviously not that, not impossible. But, you know, it's a serious program. When you're working with the human body, that's serious. You want your fitness instructors to know what they're, when they tell you to lift your arm, you want them to know the muscles and the bones that they're moving.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they don't. This is the thing. They don't. And if you, they may pretend they know and they may think they know, but I train these instructors and they don't know where the muscles are attached. They know, oh yeah, there's a quadricep, but they have no clue what it does, where it starts, where it finishes, and what its job is in the body. What directions does it move in? They don't understand the physiology of movement. They don't understand what's happening in a cell. How does a cell function? One muscle cell. If you don't understand a muscle cell, how can you possibly understand a muscle?
This is
the problem in exercise. It's looked upon as like this frivolous, it's frivolous, but it's not. This is serious stuff. You're dealing with a human body. You can injure it if you throw it around, and you know very well there's a lot of injuries from all fitness.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Well, on your, it says that you're interested in, you know, the broken disease care system. Well, I think that we have a broken fitness system because it's not fitness. It makes people unfit. You know, why when people do fitness, do they get injured? Why is it acceptable? Why does it say no pain, no gain? Pain should not be part of fitness. That's wrong. Right there, the mantra of fitness is wrong. There shouldn't be pain. You know, fitness is not to make us unfit, and that we've just never really looked at it and analyzed it properly. So that's what I'm doing.
So what about after? So, you know, the next day, the lactic acid builds up, the muscles, you know, they're breaking down to build up.
No, that's all wrong. It's all wrong. It's all like, yes, that's what they're doing because it's wrong. You know, it's wrong. People, while they're doing this program, they feel really good. It feels comfortable. And nobody's, very, very, very rarely are you in pain after it. Very rarely. It's none of that lactic acid buildup because it's flushing all the toxins out.
While you're doing it, you're flushing.
Yep, you're
that's
flushing.
That's kind of cool.
No pain, no pain. And you're never forcing. And because you're not forcing, then you're not stimulating the reflexes, which are there to contract, which are there to protect you. So you're able to get the muscles to work. You're not working against your body. You're working with your body. And when your body starts to see that you're actually its friend and not its enemy, then it lets you work more. So people end up getting stronger much more rapidly than they were ever able to when they're forcing themselves. So 2 weeks, their bodies change rapidly. Their waists, you know, they lose inches off their waist.
Wow.
Their pants fit better. They look gorgeous. Their stomach flattens. And they've been trying and trying and trying by forcing their body in these, you know, hour, 2 hours at the gym and half an hour with us. And suddenly their whole body changes because they're not attacking their body. So their body lets it happen. You have to love your body. Treat it nicely. Our fitness industry treats the body as though it's our enemy that we have to beat up and conquer. But that's not the way the body is. Our body is our friend. We don't have to conquer it. We just have to understand it, and it will give us everything we need.
Wow. So are you against like weightlifting, or is there a place for weightlifting in conjunction?
There is a place for weightlifting, but it depends on why are you lifting weights. If you're lifting weights because of osteoporosis, that's not necessary. You don't need to for osteoporosis. You just have to lift your own body and move your body through space. Weights are going to actually not help you with osteoporosis because they're going to compress your joints. We don't want to compress the joints. Joints are all, the joints are where the bones are connected. You need the most movement of blood as possible. So you don't want to compress the muscles. You want to have the blood flushing through the muscles. So if you use weights, it's compressing. So this is not as good. It's nowhere near as effective as just using the weight of your own body and moving. If you were to cut off your arm and take it to a butcher, it would weigh something. Put it on a scale and have them weigh it. It would weigh something, like 10 pounds. Why add 2 more pounds? You've already got 10-pound arm, a 2-pound weight or 5-pound weight. Why? You've already got 10 pounds. Why do you need more? You just have to move it. Same thing with your spine. You've got your whole body there, your torso. Let's say it's, I don't know what it is, 40, 50, 60 pounds, depending on the person. You just have to move that body over, and that's a weight. Go lift someone up. You know they weigh something. Stand on a scale. You weigh something. Move your body through space. And you are stressing your bones. But we've never been explained that. Every single workout of the 300 and all of the ones on our website are all good for osteoporosis. But there's just one tiny bit. Weights. I work with athletes, as you know, and athletes are the level of athlete that I'm working with is high level. They need to do weights because, baseball's coming at them, a hockey puck is coming at them.
Mm-hmm.
In football, somebody's tearing down the field and they want to plow into the person. So you need to have a different type of strength. But, you're not going to have anybody coming after you. All you have to do is lift your groceries, whatever you have to do around your home, clean your house. Make a bed, lift some luggage, whatever it is, gardening. But unless your life, your job, your career, whatever it is you're doing, requires you to have extreme strength training, then you don't need it. And if you're looking, so you have to ask yourself, why am I doing them? What is it? What is the purpose? So you have to know why before you just blindly do these things. And what will it do to the full body? Like, what do weights do? What are they going to do to your joints? Well, they're going to compress your joints. We know that. So if you're a doctor. You know about football players and athletes. They've got the bodies. A 26-year-old athlete, Olympic athlete, has the body of a 65-year-old man. They look gorgeous. They're all cut and gorgeous looking because they're young, but they're in pain. And their bodies are worn out like an old man. Is this what we're aiming for? I mean, is this why people go to the gym? To age themselves? It's nutty. So that's
Speaking
why
of
I
aging,
don't believe in...
I want to hear about aging backwards. So how do we age backwards? What's the concept behind that?
So the concept is that as... roughly around the age of 40... The human body is, we have a due date. So around the age of 40, the preservation part, our youth part, in the master control starts to let us age. So what that means is that if we don't use something, if we're sedentary or we're only using our legs, we never use our arms, we might just sit at a computer all day, but we don't lift our arms above our head. So what muscles we're not using, they will slowly, the cells won't be activated. So, cells need to be activated for the mitochondria within that cell to fire up. So slowly the cell will start to shrink. So we're made of tens of trillions of cells. So around age 40, the the atrophy of the muscle cells begins if we don't use the muscles. Now, our muscles are house about 98% of the mitochondria that we're burning calories with. That the muscle system, the muscular system, is the system that's known as it's the youth. It's the protection of our youth. It maintains our youth. So the muscular system, as long as it's young and healthy, it will keep our heart healthy. It will keep our bones healthy, because when the muscles are moving, they're pumping the blood. They're demanding that the bones create more blood cells. So the bone factories work better. When our muscles are moving, our digestive system is more efficient. We can swallow better. Our intestines can work more efficiently because our abdominal muscles can help in the pushing of the work that's done by the intestinal muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So all the systems, from the cardiovascular, our bones, our skeletal system, our immune system, our endocrine system, they all depend on the muscles being healthy and vibrant and active to keep them healthy, even our neurological system. So it's the muscular system is the guardian of our youth. And if we don't use our muscles, the cells of our muscles will begin to atrophy. Everything slows down, because if they're atrophying, inside the muscle cells are the mitochondria that burn the calories that give us energy. So if we're not using the muscles, we're not demanding that the factories burn fuel to give us energy. So we're going to have less energy. So people notice that they feel tired as they're getting older. They have less and less energy. They also notice that they have trouble controlling their weight, because as they're not using their mitochondria, they're not burning as many calories. And then as the cells die off, then they have fewer mitochondria, fewer cells to burn the calories. So it's a vicious circle. And on top of that, as they shrink, the muscles shrink around the joints. So they cause this pain, like joint damage, arthritis, what we're talking about here, about the grinding of the joints, which cause the pain that then we need hip replacements and knee replacements. And osteoporosis can be prevented through exercise. And, of course, I'm not talking about diet. I say that I'm not discussing diet. This is all about fitness. But, if you stress your bones, they're going to stress. They're going to have to fight back. And I've had literally hundreds of emails of people who have sent their doctor's reports in about their reversal of osteoporosis during this program. So this is where we can stop ourselves from aging, and we can slow it down, and we can even reverse it. So by reversing poor posture, we've helped our cardiovascular system. By reversing, by strengthening and increasing our mobility and moving, if we still have any cells left in our muscles, which people do, then they will reboot those atrophied muscles, the atrophied cells, and bring them back to life so that we can reverse our loss of energy and get it back. We can then, how your body shape shifts around and people have like big tummies and skinny legs? We can reverse what's happening to the shape of our body through movement, through gentle movement. So all this is how we can turn back the clock and age backwards. And it's very simple to do.
And so you're saying that even if you've already gotten some of these bad things have happened, you've started to lose your bone, you've started to shift, and like I tell people, your thighs turn into, your thigh muscles turn into belly fat under certain stressful situations.
Right, right.
That can be reversed.
It can be reversed. You know, it really depends on how bad shape the person is in. How old they are or how bad shape they're in. Now, I have had a lot of people start this program in their 70s. And if you've seen my show Aging Backwards on PBS, I don't know whether you've seen it, but
I haven't watched it yet. No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's on. It's on a lot on PBS, and it will be for the next few months. And it's a show where there's a lot of people talking in it, and there are men and women on that show who have been doing this program for 8-10 years, and they started off in their early 70s. They're now in their 80s, and they're in much better shape than they were in their 70s. They've got beautiful posture. There's a man and a woman, husband and wife, who both grew. They regained, didn't add what they had in the, you know, they didn't add something new, but they had shrunk over the years, and they both regained.
Yeah, that's very common from the loss of disc height and all. And
So they regained their height. One woman who was 71 when she started, and she had a very extended stomach. It was like, you know, 7-month pregnant belly. You know, a lot of people have that. And she has almost a flat stomach now. Right. And she does 20 minutes a day, every day, and she goes off and gardens. She's 78 now. And she's got a landscaping business in Maine.
Oh,
and she's and she's 8 hours a day gardening, doing a landscaping business, but she does this program 20 minutes every morning. And that has changed her and got rid of her knee pain that she'd had her entire life. But she says all this on PBS.
That's wonderful.
Not me saying it. These people are saying it, you know. So you don't have to take my word for it. I've seen this thousands of times, like with so many people, because I travel a lot and get a lot of emails. But it's when you understand the nature of muscles, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, fascia, we're working with it all, you know, the tissue, the soft tissue and the hard tissue of our body, and then you work it appropriately. We're working it inappropriately. We're beating ourselves up and are surprised that it doesn't work. You know, it's like being mean to you know, people who are really hard on their kids and then surprised the kids don't respond properly. You know, that's how we treat our bodies. We are surprised it doesn't respond. And we can be, it's so easy. It's, you know, gentle exercise. You know, it's crazy that gentle twists and turns and slow and easy, massive change, huge strength. People
are
shocked.
Do you build
shocked.
Up a sweat? Do you work up a sweat when you're doing this?
If you're in bad shape, you will. It depends on who you are. You'll work up a sweat, But it's not cardio sweat. There is zero impact, no impact. And the concept here is that if you feel any pain, you stop immediately at that point, and you keep working, but you don't work into the pain. Completely opposite to what anybody else will tell you. They'll say, go into the pain. The idea here is wherever the pain is, then move away from the pain, and that's where you work too. And what happens is that the brain then reprograms what it can do. And then maybe the next day you can work a little further because you won't be in pain at the same place. So you will slowly your brain gets reprogrammed. And so you can work a little bit more. So never, never work in pain. Work slowly, work at your own level, but work. You have to do something. Gentle, but you have to do some movement. If you don't, we are programmed to close down. The human body is efficient. So if you don't use it, it's closed down. It's designed to say, oh, this isn't needed. I won't keep those cells, so they'll slowly let it shrink.
Exactly.
And you see that when somebody breaks their leg and they're in a cast,
leg
closes down.
It atrophies very quickly, very fast.
Yeah. So that's what happens all over our bodies and in places we can't see. You know. So that's why you need to do full body exercise. So this program is full body. So it's working every muscle in the body, but gently, in every direction those muscles are designed to work in. So you're twisting your spine, twist it back and round, forward, up and down, and move. We're not supposed to be stiff. moves the legs gently, but they're supposed to move. We're supposed to be able to walk nice strides, easy steps. We're not supposed to be stiff. We're not one-directional. You know, and one really interesting thing is that people, after doing this program, find that they've got a bounce in their step. You know, they feel like teenagers again. You know, they're no longer walking slowly, you know, because you're strengthening the feet.
That's awesome.
We work a lot on the feet.
I like the fact that you work a lot on the feet, because that's something that, like you said earlier, that it's just not done a lot. We don't do a lot of work on the little tiny, and there's so many muscles in our feet.
There are. And I think the reason why is because back 40 years ago, there was this terrible fear that we'd all get athlete's foot or something like that, or we'd hurt our feet or our joints, so we had to be in running shoes. And so people didn't use their feet, and nobody ever stopped to think what was going to happen if we don't use our feet. So then what happened is that people start to, their feet atrophy, and then their calves start to atrophy, and they don't realize that, like, the calf muscle is referred to as the second cardiac muscle, because it's at the bottom of your leg, and as you move your feet, then you're pumping the blood up.
That's right.
So that movement of the calf. So if your feet start to atrophy, and if you don't have a lot of movement in your toes and your ankles, and your ankles and your toe movement is, then you're not going to have a bounce in your step. You're going to have a slow step, and you're going to get slower and slower. So this is what's happened. You wear the running shoe. It's intended to protect you, but it's actually ended up causing aging.
So what do you think of those five-finger shoes that I've been using those for the barefoot? So it simulates the barefoot running, but you protect your feet from the elements.
Yeah. Do you like them?
I love them.
Then they're good. If you like them and you're able to use, you know, there's all kinds of nice little feety things that work very, very well. You have to use your feet. When I started working with Jonathan Power, who was the world squash champion, and I think about 8 times over his career from the age of 18 to 32, I mean, very top squash player. And when I first started working with him, he was 25 and his career was over, because he had an inflammation of the insertion of the groin muscle. Every time he went into the squash court and just landed one step, and it re-inflamed that groin muscle. So it was the chain, the muscle chain that was starting in his foot that went right up into the groin, part of that chain. So I got him to show me his feet, and this is a young man, you know, and he said that it took him 2 hours to get out of bed every morning. The pain on stepping on his feet was so great, just massive pain. This is very common for athletes, terrible, terrible pain shooting through their legs. So he had no mobility because he'd spent his entire life as an athlete from when he was like 3 years old in running shoes. They never used their feet. They never trained the ankle movement, the toe movement. So we started doing ankle-toe exercises, all kinds of that are on our DVDs. And 6 weeks later, he went to Grand Central Station in New York and won a world championship there. And then he went on to win several more years of as a world squash champion, injuries gone, just because of the feet. So it took 6 weeks to rehabilitate him. And the problem wasn't in the groin. The problem was in the feet. The feet were locking the chain that finished up in the groin.
Wow.
So that is so common. I've got lots of athlete stories about work the feet, get an Olympic medal. You know, I mean, it's the feet give energy. Your feet, if you can't move your feet properly, you have no stamina. Your stamina is, like, finished. So lots of athletes are good, talented, but once they hit a certain age and they've trained for so long that they have locked their calf, and their calves start to shrink from either skates or running shoes or whatever is immobilizing them. And without the calf working, they don't have that cardiac muscle, that second cardiac muscle pumping the blood. And so they're drained of energy very quickly. Well, that's what happens as we age. If we can't move our ankles and our feet, and we're not moving our calves, then we're having less blood into the heart, so we'll have less energy.
Interesting. This is all fascinating. And one of the things I find myself doing, and I found myself doing it as you were speaking, is whenever I'm on the phone or sitting still, basically, I'm usually moving my feet and my calves, and like I do a lot of stretching them and twirling them, and it's kind of interesting. So it's good to hear you say that, because it kind of confirms that it just feels good to me.
Yeah, because it feels good. Well, I mean, talking with you is like singing to the choir, because you're already working the feet in your job, in your as a chiropractor. You know, you understand the feet.
So few
people really get the feet. They seem like secondary, feet and fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so important. You know, try dressing yourself without your hands.
Oh, I had to when I broke my arm a couple of years ago, and it was difficult.
It's so hard.
Yeah, so that's what happens.
People age, you know, and they get arthritis in their hands and fingers, and they can't dress themselves.
They can't eat properly. They can't cook.
Can't do up a button. You know.
Flossing teeth was the frustrating one for me. You can't floss your teeth with one hand.
So oh my goodness! How awful! Yes.
That's good. I got over. So I have two more questions for you, and we're going to have to wrap up because we're hitting our time here, but this has been fascinating. But two more questions. Where you talk about body and using the body, do push-ups and squats and things like that fit into this regime? And is this something that works
well? I'll say no right away. Push-ups
and
squats are all about compressing. Mm-hmm. And as I said, why are you doing them? Why would you do them? What is the purpose? That's the first thing people ask.
To get nice-looking arms and thighs.
Well, you can get nice-looking thighs much without damaging your body on the, with the squats. Squats, if you want a nice bum, nice lifted, firm-looking bum and cut legs and a beautiful body, look at that. Look at our website. You'll see all the people on our website. These are not dancers. These are normal people who do this program. You know, that's the body you'll get. You'll get a beautiful posture. You don't need push-ups. Push-ups are going to damage your wrists, your shoulders, because they're compressing. To me, they're old school. They're passé. They're not, unless you are an athlete and you need them. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to say they're no good for everyone. I'm saying ask yourself why you need them. And if you,
for me,
you
it's just like they're hard work, and I do them a lot.
No, but I like to get the curves in my arms.
I like the nice bumps in my arms.
Take a look at the girls on our website. Look at them all. I'm the dancer. I mean, I'm 66. I'm the dancer. There's no other dancers. Not one other dancer there. They're all normal people.
Okay.
All our teachers are normal people. They just do this program. They look like dancers, and they've got beautiful arms and beautiful legs, gorgeous bodies, but they don't do a single squat, none of those things. They just do this program.
They just do it. Well, nice. I'm looking forward to looking at this.
You don't have to work so hard. You have to love your body.
I do work hard. I'll run for 45 minutes. I'll do 30 or 40 push-ups. I do a bunch of squats
and lift weights.
I do all of that.
No, you have to be more loving to your body. It can't maintain that. You won't be able to maintain that forever. You have to ask yourself, I'm almost 60,
so I need to be able to do something that I can. Because I love exercise and I love how it feels, but...
I love exercise also, but I also love feeling good.
Yeah, I do too.
I am in zero pain. Are you in zero pain?
Am I in zero pain? Most of the time I'm in zero pain. I have a little low back catch. Right now I'm in zero pain. Right this moment as we speak, I'm in zero pain.
I don't want to stop you from doing what you want to do. And if you're happy doing, you know, whatever push-ups and squats, and you just go ahead and do them.
But
I know what's happening inside your body.
But it's very freeing to not have to do it. I mean,
no,
it's one thing to do it because I want to do it. Like, I love to go
right.
running. I love to see. Walking is too slow for me. I like to run. But I don't want to do it because I have to. If I have another way to maintain my body, then, you know, when it's cloudy out and it's like, oh, I don't really feel like going out there running, then I have something else to do that I find is useful. So I'm very excited about looking at this because it seems like a very green way.
You. What I would really suggest you do is the deep stretches, all those stretches, like before you run, and you're going to find that when you run, you're going to feel like you're floating on a cloud. You won't feel the ground. You'll just run like it just feels so wonderful to run after the stretch. So you do it a little 20 minutes, a deep stretch for the hips, like the bar stuff. Deep, you know, pliés, and then put your leg up, work the hamstrings, the glutes. You'll see the workouts. So find a nice deep bar stretch. I think we even have athlete stretches. Do those ones and then run, and you'll never run again without doing that first.
Without doing it. That's good to hear.
It'll make your
run
so much more fun. I mean, so much more fun.
Yay.
Yeah.
So I would love I think we've pretty much, we've gone full circle on this whole thing, and I would love to see if there's anybody. Lynn has her hand up. Lynn, you coordinated with Lynn to get this set up, and she's going to let people know about questions, and she'll let us know if anybody's typed in questions. So go for it, Lynn. Hi.
Hello. Right offhand, I don't have any questions. I think we're all just sitting here fascinated and mesmerized. If you are on the phone, though, and you have a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know you have a question. If you are online and would like to call and raise your voice and give us your question, the number is 424-243-9555. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Otherwise, if you're on the web, you can type your question in, and I'll make sure it's asked online. I do have a quick question of my own. Of course, breathing is important in general, but where does breathing come in with your exercises?
Well, We work with breathing also. I mean, breathing is part of the full package. So, you know, you need to get it all happening at the same time. It's not a breathing-focused program, but it is working with the breath as it's working with the bones and working with the muscles and working with the alignment and all the different things. So, yes, we do work with breathing to enhance the movements and the depth that you can either relax or do a deeper stretch in order to strengthen them more, but it's not breathing focused. Does that answer your question?
It does. And I must have opened the stopgate because we now have 3 other questions.
Do you want to open them or should I?
Yep, 802 is first. I think that's probably Sarah Grace.
Yep. It's Sarah Grace,
we know you by now. We know your area code. Hello.
Hello. This is so wonderful. And thank you, Miranda. What a wonderful program it sounds like. Now, quickly, so other people don't have a chance, I am wondering what DVD you would suggest for me. I am chronically disabled because of health challenges. I don't have a lot of energy, but I love the idea of movement of all body parts. It sounds like fun. I have, you know, basic chronic fatigue, that kind of thing. And so which of your DVDs would you suggest for me?
When you say disabled, what do you mean?
Well, I have a lot of issues that create a situation of chronic fatigue. I have autoimmune and sleep disorder and probably SIBO and just major digestive issues. And I am a thin person and I look 6 months pregnant. So
this is exactly the program for you. Okay. So have you exercised before in your past? Do you have trouble following routines?
I used to do yoga, but I can't do it anymore.
Okay.
So then, I can do simple things, but
I walk every day. If you go onto our website, ESSENTRICS, if you go onto the website, there's a store, and I'm just on my website trying to find where the store is. So, testimony is live, find a class, store. Okay. So you go into the store, and you'll see DVDs, and there's classical stretch DVDs. So I would go for the classical stretch ones. Those are the ones with me, because the ones that say eccentrics, they're a little bit more advanced in terms of they're for younger people, so they go a little harder.
Yeah, I'm 60.
So you're my age group. So I would start, you could either start with season 4, which is a beginner series that shows you how to do the exercises correctly. And then there's 26 shows in that one. So you do one show a day, they're 20 minutes, and then when you get fed up with that one, then you could go on to another season. But for you, for the way you've described yourself, really any of the seasons would be good. So they're all the same technique, all different exercises, all different workouts with music. So you should alternate them continuously, and you just go through the series. And when you get fed up with one, you get another one.
Well, I'm very excited. Thank you so very much.
Good. And go at your own pace. Don't push yourself. Slowly.
Oh, I will go. I've learned.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. Okay. So this is exactly what you're looking for then. You'll change rapidly. Just don't compete with me. Just go at your own pace. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Sarah Grace.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lynn. I have something to say on that. Mm-hmm. On our resources section of this blog, the link that's in there, it will bring you to a section that describes each of your different levels so that can decide what would be good for you.
That's right. Yeah, aren't you clever? You are.
Wow. I didn't see that. Thank you, Lynn. So we have 9:10 and then 7:07. So if you've got your hand up and you're in a 9:10, just tell me what your name is and ask your question for Miranda.
I'm in the 9:10 area code.
There you go. That's you.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay. My question is, I'm 62 years old, and I've had a knee replacement. I am overweight.
Okay.
My doctors do want me to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, I find it very hard to get motivated. I have lost 11 pounds. I need to lose quite a bit more.
Okay.
But are you really able to get yourself back in better shape at 62 if you've been basically sedentary?
Absolutely. Are you alive? Yes, you are. Your body is designed. You've got to, people don't realize that you're alive. Your body is actually designed to be in shape. So it's just waiting for you to do something, and it will spring back rapidly. It's not, you don't have to do another 60 years to get in shape. You will get in shape very, very quickly. Because you've been sedentary, you may have a little more atrophy than, let's say, somebody in their 30s. So you may not be able to get what you've lost. Because I can't see you, I don't know what shape you're really in, but I can 100% guarantee you that you will gain a lot. You will see huge changes. If you do these exercises and just do one workout, which is 22 minutes, one workout a day, and you will see by 2 or 3 weeks you feel like a different person. And that alone will motivate you. You're going to have your energy go up. You're going to feel lighter. It'll help you in your weight loss. It goes hand in hand. Exercise and weight loss, you know, a diet, whatever you're doing with your food, they work together. You don't burn calories so much in exercising as you are using the mitochondria to stimulate the burning of the calories. So it's, you can't, like people sometimes say, okay, I'll eat a chocolate bar and then I'll exercise off the chocolate bar. But that's not the correct way to look at food and exercise.
No.
Food is what you use. You need to have a sensible eating plan that you will live with, that you will enjoy for the rest of your life. You know, just love the food you eat. Just have a sensible plan. And then exercise regularly and your body will change really fast. Especially
that's
doing
awesome
this program. This program is going
to
change it fast because it's not going to, you know what, I don't know whether you heard the part that I was saying, love your body. Love your muscles. Love your bones. Don't be mean to it. Don't hate it because it's not where you want it to be. Love your body and just be gentle and caring towards it like you would towards a child. And it will respond. It really will. Trust me, it will respond. Don't beat it up.
So you recommend using season 4?
I would say 4. And go at your own pace. Don't push. Don't push.
Okay.
But keep moving. So if you can't do it, if I say raise your arm above your head and you can't and you're tired, just go to your shoulder. And that's it. You know, just keep
mm-hmm.
moving. Just keep moving. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh,
yeah,
my pleasure.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we have one more, which is 707. Hi there. Who are you? And ask your question, please.
You get 3 guesses. It's 707. It's Beverly.
707 Beverly.
Never.
Awesome. Beverly's
Hi.
The one that told us about this.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Okay. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, yes. Miranda. I am a huge fan of yours, and I even got my husband who was not into exercising to do it with me, and he notices a change. I've been a huge fan of yours for a couple of years now, and
oh,
I've been
wow.
saying, you guys
okay.
have got to try her program. It's
Aww.
Amazing.
Aww,
and I
so
only
nice.
Wish I had found you years ago because I had already wrecked my shoulders when I found
Aww.
You.
But you must be okay. You must be getting better. Your
yeah,
shoulders
well,
are okay now?
I just had my 3rd shoulder surgery. And I was doing a lot of things, restoring a house. But I was doing push-ups and trying to get strong and push through and strengthen the shoulder muscles, the girdles of the shoulder, muscles of the shoulder girdle,
mm-hmm.
thinking I could get rid of the pain. And
mm-hmm.
that's not true, of course.
No.
And I had been going back and forth and back and forth whether I should get this last surgery done. My bicep tendon had been really messed up. They threaded it through the wrong way. They threaded it through the joint,
oh, no.
and it caused all
oh,
kinds
no.
of tissue
oh,
damage.
No.
And I finally said, okay, I can't, you know, fix this without getting some intervention to correct what they'd already done, so let me do
mm-hmm.
it. I'll rehab with her program. MRI findings were very similar on both sides. I didn't have a right shoulder surgery, though. I just used your program, and it's amazing. I can wake up in the morning and feel like, oh, maybe I should call the surgeon and say, okay, let's do this. And then I'll do your program, and I'll go, what are you thinking? Remember Miranda. And I can tell you, 2 years now, I am your biggest fan, and I'm a physician assistant, and I had to stop working because of health challenges, and it's led me to find the wonderful Dr. Rita Marie and you.
Yes.
So it's a, you know, ill health can be a total blessing. Just remember
right,
that.
Right. I agree.
Yep.
That's my experience personally also. Yeah.
Yeah. It gives
yeah.
me chills when I say that. And so I've stepped back and I'm working on a total different way to heal my patients so that when I get back, I'll be armed with a lot more information than I truly think can be real health care, not disease care in my field. And I hope to be an example, and I'm very excited
well, you
about
are.
That.
Yeah.
Yes,
you are
I know.
An example. You are. Yeah.
I am.
Wow. Thank you
Yesterday
for sharing
was
your
4
story.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
wow.
been great.
Yeah.
Yesterday was 4 weeks out of my surgery, and I do
wow.
have one quick question.
Yes.
What would you
yes.
recommend at this point to help work with to get me back to being able to do everything? My physical therapist is aware of your program. She thinks it might be about, she said by 8 weeks out you should be able to do every movement. But do you have any, I'm still feeling a little bit of clicking, so I'm just thinking, you know, always talk about like
yeah,
kind of the adhesion.
You know, I would work very relaxed in
mm-hmm.
just keep doing the exercises. So as you're doing them, relax in them. Relax. Don't push, because the relaxation is going to do stuff that you don't know what it's doing. It's working in the connective tissue, the fascia, your ligaments, which are connective tissue, And these are, there's so much research done right now being done on connective tissue, and the healing that the relaxation is going to do. In, by using your muscles too hard, you're going to change the way in which the connective tissue can help your immune system.
Well, I think we contract when we do the concentric movements.
That's right.
And we
so
cut off blood supply and nutrition
to
those joints that need that lubrication.
Yeah. So, and also the fascia, which is the tissue that's coating everything, it will squeeze.
The muscle.
It's also squeezing and twisting. And we want it to, because in the fascia there's a lot of fluid, a lot of movement in the fascia, and you want that to be able to reform itself. So if you're always forcing, then it can't reform itself to be in a less uncomfortable, like the clicking stuff you're talking about.
Mm.
It'll always, it won't have a chance to rebuild in a different form. It's always going to rebuild in the same place because you're doing the same thing. So by relaxing, it will give it a chance to reform into a different place, so you'll heal faster.
Mm.
So stay relaxed when you're doing all these movements. Don't push so hard. Trust me, you're not going to get weaker. You will not get weaker. That's what people are afraid. If they relax, they're going to get weaker. The irony is they'll get stronger.
Yes, yes. Okay, that's great. And so it doesn't surprise you that sometimes your patients, who athletes and so forth who've had these surgeries, will sometimes feel those little clicks and pops a little bit after surgery. It's probably the tissue that's trying to heal after all the invasive
stuff,
right?
Tissue. That's all connective tissue. The cracking and the popping is all connective tissue,
So even post-surgically, I'll just relax?
Yeah, just relax. Move. Keep
Move.
Moving. Imagine that you're playing with plasticine. You're moving it around. Instead of hard something hard, make it soft so it can you know, they're talking about the brain being plastic. Well, so are the muscles and the connective tissue. So if we were to remove our bones, our skin, our muscles, everything, and just leave the connective tissue, the whole shape of our body would be left standing. Because that's what your connective tissue is. It's so huge. So you have to relax and just move it around like you're playing with plasticine, and then it'll heal faster.
Well, I've
that's
built muscles time. Without weights because of you. I will tell you, you don't need heavy weights. I do notice the difference, and I think my body looks. Yeah, I think that my body definitely has. I had to step away from all that. The surgeon said, no more gym for now, and so then I turned on the TV one day and found you and fell in love. Two and a half years, Rita Marie, I've been going, we got to try this in the group.
I know. She's been telling us about it for a long time.
So so one day I will meet you and look forward to becoming one of your certified coaches.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, please. We have to stay in touch. I'd love to send you something.
Okay, I will be in touch with you, my dear. I'm so grateful.
Absolutely.
Thank you, and much love and many blessings.
You too.
All right. I will. I'll be in touch. All right.
Thank
bye.
You. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm going to ask the last question. So, from my perspective, I don't want a beginner something. I want what's your most strenuous? What's your most strenuous workout? Because I'm a junkie for that. So, what one would you recommend for me who wants
season? I think people said season 9 was pretty strenuous. They'll say it. They'll say it on the website. But I think season 9 was pretty strenuous.
And then you mentioned which one did you mention that she shouldn't do? The ascent. Which one did you mention
you go for the eccentrics. Go for the one with. Yeah, look on them. See what turns you on. Look on the store, and you'll see eccentrics. You'll see Sarah on the cover. And if that's what you want, then go for it. But I've warned you.
Okay, arms, abs, and waist. How about that one?
Oh,
that
that's
one sounds
really
appealing
good.
To
that's
me.
Really
okay,
good.
That's the one I'm going to get. Because I want good arms, abs, and waist. Good. Cool. Well,
there's
thank you.
Also
a
little mini
arms, abs, and waist. I'll get Allison on that
videos.
For you.
What?
There's little mini videos on there. So you could try different ones and see which one you like.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great to know. We could try it and figure out which ones we like best.
So, Rita Marie, you'd like the arms, abs, and waist?
Absolutely. That's one I'm going to order.
Do we have your address?
I don't know if you do.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send it to
Allison.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Thank you
so much. Okay.
So sweet.
Bye.
So sweet. This has been awesome. I know that people got a great deal of benefit from it. And it's very freeing, right, to know that we don't have to do all the extra pounding and the 2 hours a day of exercise and all that.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. I better get going.
Thank you so much for spending the extra time. It was awesome. And everybody, I'm sure, got great benefit from it. So this is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo. We've been speaking with Miranda of Eccentrics, Eccentrics.com, an amazing fitness program that is easy and takes all the load off your joints and helps you to be stronger and fitter in less time and much better on your aging, and helps you to age backwards, because you're a testament to that. You said you're 66 and you look at your picture and it's like, no way, she can't be 66. So, it's working.
But I don't care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. And we'll be back next week with just me. We don't have a special guest next week. It's going to be me. And I'm going to be talking about Hashimoto's and your gut, the connection between Hashimoto's and your gut. So many of the people that come to this show and come to my classes are dealing with Hashimoto's, so I figured I would just hit it head on. So if you're interested in that, and that's for those of you who don't know, it's a thyroid condition, which you may not know you have it because so many people are undiagnosed. If you have chronic fatigue and you've got constipation or other GI problems or hair that's falling out or cold hands and feet, you may actually have this problem and don't know it. So please join us next week, and I will see you then. This is Dr. Rita Marie. Till then, have a vibrant life. Bye-bye now.